Grace to you and peace in the name of our newborn Savior, Jesus, the Christ of God. Amen. Well, it's been a strange year, hasn't it? A strange Christmas season, too. Because of the COVID restrictions and precautions, we've all done things differently than we've traditionally done them in the past. We didn't go to church on Easter Sunday this year. We didn't have our usual 4th of July celebrations and fireworks. Many of us didn't go on family vacations. And we didn't get together with extended family for Thanksgiving. There were those of us who quit going out on our weekly night out at a restaurant. Some of us quit volunteering at church, quit meeting together with others outside of our immediate family altogether. Some of us had to do all of our classes online. Others had to begin working from home. And still others lost their jobs. In many and various ways, this has been a very strange year, and a frustrating year, and a stressful year. Add to this all the social and political issues that have just further exacerbated everything else going on in the world around us, not to mention our own personal issues, the loss of loved ones, financial difficulties, or family illness. You kind of end up with a perfect storm, don't you? I actually heard some elderly folks one day comment that things are the worst that I've ever seen them. And these are people who had lived through a number of wars. And when we all do actually finally come through the current storm, and we will come through it, folks are sure to ask one another, "So how'd y'all survive?" And that's a question we tend to ask when folks come through some sort of ordeal or some sort of challenge. We ask it jokingly of the man whose mother-in-law came to visit for 2 weeks. We ask it inquisitively of the young college student who just had a full week of finals. We ask it bewilderedly, the man who was just rescued from his capsized boat. We even ask it in partial jest after the holidays. In fact, last year, on the day after Christmas, I went to the gym for a workout. And on the bench next to me was a group of fathers who were taking turns doing their time on the bench press and chatting about their Christmas activities of the previous day. One of the men said to another father who had just arrived, "So, did you survive Christmas?" And this father laughed and proceeded to tell about the pandemonium that made up his family's celebration. And as he talked, another one of the fathers chimed in, "I'm just glad that it's all finally over." Wow. If that isn't fodder for a sermon, I don't know what is. Listening to that group of men talk was kind of funny. But it also struck me as kind of sad, suggesting that Christmas was just a day, or an event, or a season to survive, stating that they were glad that it was over, and thinking that Christmas was now somehow actually over because the day of unwrapping all the presents was done. I didn't really want to butt into their conversation. Well, I did want to, but I knew I shouldn't. Because then I have to explain that I'd been listening in on the conversation. And besides, the gym is not really a great place for sermonizing. But had I had the chance to talk to them later, I might have shared with them that Christmas isn't really a holiday that we are merely intended to survive. But it's a holiday in which we are meant to thrive. God's Son came into this world to be one of us, to give us full and abundant and joyful life. The angel told Joseph that when Mary gave birth to their son, they were to give him the name Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. Jesus came into this world as a baby, and he died on a cross as a man and rose from a grave as our Savior so that he could, and he did, save us from the penalty of our sins so that we could do much more than simply survive this life or survive Christmas or COVID or lost loved ones or whatever. But in the midst of all of it, we would still thrive, and that we might experience life to the full. I also would have said to these men that they should never be glad that Christmas is over. If we're glad that Christmas is over because we think of Christmas as merely a day or perhaps a season of stressful and expensive and exhausting activities, then we aren't really celebrating Christmas. For Christmas is about the birth of our Savior, the celebration of the beginning of our salvation, the day which marks the fulfillment of the incarnation of the God with us promise of God in our lives. And that's not a day that we ever want to be over. And lastly, I would have told these men that while they may indeed be glad that Christmas is over, that it isn't really over. Even the secular world recognizes that there are 12 days of Christmas, going, of course, from Christmas Day right up until Epiphany, the day that the Magi arrived to see Jesus. But even more important than those 12 calendar days of Christmas is the reality that Christmas isn't simply a day of celebration or even a season of festivities. Christmas is a state of being. We live in the aftermath and the afterglow of the first Christmas each and every day of our lives. Because God's Son, Jesus, entered into our lost world and became our Savior, every day of our lives is Christmas. Every single day, we live under the blanket of His forgiveness. Every day, the gift of God's Son lives in our hearts by way of His Holy Spirit. Every day, we are the redeemed and the saved people of God because Jesus, the Christ of Christmas, has saved us. You know, asking someone how he survived his mother-in-law's visit or her end of the semester finals or being stranded at sea, those might all be legitimate questions. But asking a person how he survived Christmas never is. For if you're finding yourself trying to survive Christmas, then you aren't really celebrating Christmas. Not really. You may be celebrating the holiday, but you aren't celebrating the holy day. For the holy day of Christ's birth is never about surviving, but thriving. It's about flourishing and prospering and growing as a redeemed child of God. I pray this Christmas, regardless of what we've all gone through this year, in spite of what losses you may have suffered, despite all the stress of the season, that you will thrive, knowing that a Savior has been born for us. And that because of Him, because of Jesus, you and I will live forever. To God be the glory for the gift of His Son. Merry Christmas. Amen.